We have one last impression of American democracy to deliver to you from last month's conventions in Philadelphia and Cleveland. Scholastic News Kids Press Corps has 35 young journalists, a team of 12 and 13-year-olds covering the campaign this year, and they sent teams to both conventions. Meet Adedayo Perkovich and Maxwell Serpernant. That's the Philly team. They're excited, they're wide-eyed, and leery of anyone who would push them off of their admirable and all too rare these days just the facts approach to reporting the news.
Well, I have learned so much from covering this whole political process, and then I've been learning more. I learned more about the candidates, and from going to the events, I've learned just so much, and I've had a great time. It's been a very interesting election. I've learned that by listening to both sides, I can find out so much about the whole thing.
Adedayo, you weren't alive when Bill Clinton was president, right?
No, I wasn't.
So how do you think, objectively, he did? Do you think he helped his wife, Hillary?
I think that he was very supportive of her, and his speech was really highlighting all of the great parts of Clinton's history and all the things that she's done for people in America. And I think that he's been a great part of her campaign.
And where do you think the Democrats stand right now? Do you think they're front runners, or are they coming from behind as we start the campaign in earnest? Either of you?
Well, I think that it's a pretty close election. It's a very different election. It's very historic. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens in November. So I'm very excited.
You think it's close, Maxwell?
Yeah, I mean, it could come out either way. But as a reporter, I'm staying neutral and just staying with the facts.
It could come out either way. That sounds to me like Trump has a huge advantage. He walks in off the street, basically, Mr. Billionaire from New York, and goes up against one of the most experienced politicians in the universe, and boom, you say it's a toss-up.
Well, they have very different campaigns and very different platforms, and I think that a lot of people are supporting Donald Trump, and that is why it could be a toss-up, because a lot of people are listening to his message because it's very different.
Maxwell, as you looked at the crowds at the convention in Cleveland and the crowds at the convention in Philadelphia, did you notice any differences?
Yeah, there was a lot of excitement at the DNC, a very diverse group. They were very supportive. At the RNC, some people were tense, a little more nervous than they were at the DNC.
So what do you think the diversity means between the parties that Maxwell talked about there, Adedayo?
I think that it really shows the difference in their messages. I mean, I think always politicians are trying to get their message to like a certain target audience, and that they want to focus on those types of people. So I think that it's really showing what kind of target audience and what kind of message that the two politicians are kind of projecting out into the world, and what kinds of people want to support that kind of message.
Maxwell, if somebody came up to you on the street and said, hey, I heard that Russia is controlling Donald Trump and that Hillary Clinton is a liar, what would you say?
As a reporter, I have to stay neutral, so I'm sticking with the facts. I'm reporting fairly from both sides.
But what would you say? Am I right or am I wrong? Or here's what you need to know about that? Or sure, that's what you've heard. How would you help me out?
I know a lot of people are saying that. There's no proof for either way, so I can't say it as a fact.
Adedayo, how would you help out somebody that has heard that about both candidates and wants a little bit of a briefing from you?
Both candidates have had a lot of different aspects of them shown. I think that it's important for people to recognize that, but I would like to stay neutral as a reporter.
Adedayo, a lot of people are saying that if Hillary Clinton loses, it will be because the people who normally support her, women and hardcore Democrats, just aren't that excited about her. And they maybe go, well, I suppose, and some of them stay home. What do you think of that?
I think that that's the purpose of this convention. I think that everyone's trying to build up excitement and support for Hillary Clinton and basically share her history and share all that she's done for those types of people so that she can get them to vote for her. And that's why there are so many great speakers like the president and the first lady and her husband and her daughter. That is how they're trying to build up support from those voters.
So you think the convention did the job as far as you can tell?
Yeah, I think they're really working to build up support for her. Yeah.
Do you think Donald Trump needs women and needs minority voters to help his campaign, Maxwell?
It would help him to get those votes, but his approach right now, I don't think that's his goal right now.
Do you care, either of you, that Donald Trump is a billionaire?
Well, I think that he used that a lot in his campaign. Personally, I don't know that that is the most important factor. I think that it is attracting a lot of people, and it's showing how he can contrast to Hillary Clinton and how he is an alternative. So I think that he's using that very wisely.
Who's the coolest person you talked to, Maxwell?
I talked to Reverend Jesse Jackson about racial injustice, and he said that Hillary cares about the children. So he's supporting Hillary Clinton in this election.
Adedayo, who is the coolest person you talked to?
I also talked with a former press secretary for Senator Sanders, Simone Sanders, and she says that she's really excited to see Hillary Clinton finish her campaign and that she believes that she is the best candidate for the children. She's really looking to support all different kinds of people all over the spectrum.
Adedayo Perkovich and Maxwell Suprenant, the Philadelphia team of reporters of the Scholastic News Kids Press Corps. I'm kind of having a hard time with this one. I have to say that there was something heroic, but also a little sad talking to these young journalists clinging so strongly to the idea of objectivity. Do not prejudge the candidates. Keep your opinions to yourself. Those are principles I've had since I began my career. But for me, that's where the sadness comes in. In this election of all elections, I think we may be getting to the point where this straight down the middle idea might not apply. The comments Donald Trump has made to Khazer Khan, the man who spoke in Philly and lost his son in Iraq, those comments are extremely upsetting. I'm not the first person to come to this conclusion. In an unprecedented move, the Houston Chronicle editorial board endorsed Hillary Clinton early yesterday, saying Donald Trump's grasp of American democratic values is so flawed that it's not a question of policy anymore. Donald Trump himself is an attack on democratic values. Is there a moment where objectivity has no place? It's judgment we all need in these difficult times. Is that where we are headed in this election? Objectivity giving way to moral judgment. What a lesson for some young would-be journalists.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.